This is Academically Speaking, a podcast hosted by Dr. Theodora Regina Berry, Vice Provost and Dean of UCF's College of Undergraduate Studies. It features inspirational stories from the college's faculty, students, and alumni about the transformational power of education.
Hello, everyone. This is Academically Speaking, and I am Dr. Theodora Regina Berry, Vice Provost and Dean of the College of Undergraduate Studies at the University of Central Florida. And today I have the privilege of having joining me on this podcast, Lucy Blanco. Lucy is a highly skilled and accomplished professional with a passion for advocacy, leadership, and creativity. She is currently a student at the University of Central Florida studying interdisciplinary studies with a focus on public affairs and social behavioral sciences, minoring in pre-law in the humanities. Throughout her education, Lucy has demonstrated expertise in public speaking, professionalism, and problem solving. She has a strong background in writing. As a published and decorated author, Lucy loves sharing her adoration for writing and demonstrating her craft. In addition to her accomplishments, Lucy is a lifelong learner, committed to staying at the forefront of industry trends and developments. She actively seeks out new opportunities for growth and improvement, continuously expanding her skill set and knowledge base. With excellent communication and interpersonal skills, Lucy excels in collaborating with cross-functional teams, stakeholders, and clients. She has a talent for building strong relationships and fostering a positive environment in the workplace and out. Lucy is committed to delivering outstanding results and positively impacting her field. She looks forward to new challenges and opportunities to contribute to her expertise and drive meaningful change. Welcome, Lucy.
Oh my goodness, I wish I could have that introduction for everything I do. Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Berry.
Thank you for joining us today. And so we're really excited to have you here and to be one of our featured students in the College of Undergraduate Studies on this podcast. And really want to learn a little bit about you and the things that you aspire to and some of your experiences. And so my first question for you today is to talk a little bit about your major and why you selected it.
I mean, I love this question. I feel very excited to talk about my major because a lot of times when students or peers or, you know, faculty members are like, oh, what's your major? And I explain like, oh, I'm an interdisciplinary studies major. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, exactly. Like there's something so special being a part of the College of Undergraduate Studies, specifically here at UCF. I feel like the work that we do is just so innovative and it's very much trailblazing. Like I talk to a lot of my friends at other institutions and, you know, it's a very differing experience. And you know, I came from a very unique academic background. Like I was in and out of homeschool, private school. I was in hybrid programs a lot due to my dance background and just wanting, you know, more of it out of an education. And I owe that to my mother. Shout out to my mom. and so I felt, you know, coming to college, I didn't want to stop that journey there. Mm-hmm. I loved having a hand in my learning. I loved being able to kind of create my own path. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's just so special to me. And it was really inspiring because I owe it to, you know, the amazing faculty members and my peer nights coach and my advisors for not letting me be afraid to have so many passions and interests and learn that there is a program for me. And it's been a perfect fit. And I just love it.
Excellent. So here's the question that oftentimes gets asked at the end, but we're going to ask it on the front end.
Okay, perfect.
Given your bio, right? So yes. What's your plan when you graduate? What do you aspire to do?
Okay, so my minor gives it away a little bit. I do have aspirations to pursue something in the legal field. So immediately after college, immediately, or maybe I'll take a gap year. It's kind of hard because I am only 19. Like, it's hard because I feel like you get to college and people are like, okay, great, you've made it. Now what are you going to do with your life? But getting my Juris Doctor and attending law school is for sure in the cards. Mm-hmm. But what I want to do with that and what I want to contribute in the legal field is still a little bit hazy. But because of my major, I'm able to take like some really cool classes. And right now I'm taking law in the legal system and I'm sitting there doing my first ever case briefing and I'm at my desk like giggling and kicking my feet. So I know I'm on the right track.
Excellent. Excellent. So when is your anticipated graduation date?
May 2026.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay.
I still have a
excellent
little time.
Excellent. So what activities are you currently participating in outside of the classroom?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can't go without saying my involvement in student government is definitely at the forefront. It's changed my collegiate experience wholeheartedly, mm-hmm. and I cannot, you know, express my gratitude for that. I started out in the Student Government Leadership Council program, the Executive Leadership Council, and now I'm able to say I'm a member of the Executive Cabinet. I serve as the Academic Affairs Coordinator, so I do a lot of work with different offices and faculty members, as you know, mm-hmm. Just trying to better the experience for our students and be that student voice. As well as in student government, I serve as the chair of the scholarship committee, Ooh. Which has been a huge privilege and an honor. We get to allocate, myself and the committee, around $260,000 of scholarships for students, which has been incredible. I'm a part of our on-campus Greek life. So in my sorority, I'm just got installed as our vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I get to kind of, you know, lead my chapter in a really special way. So I'm very excited about that. I'm also an undergraduate admissions ambassador.
Oh.
So giving tours on campus, doing our open houses. We just recently had our Merit Scholars open house. So I got to show around a bunch of really cool kids about what makes our campus so special. So if there's a theme that goes through all of those things, it's trying to share my passion and my love for this school and the people that made it so special for me and giving that back.
Excellent. Excellent. So what advice would you give to fellow students about why they should participate in student organizations and to include some high impact experiences like service learning and study away? What kinds of things would you tell a student about the significance of doing those things?
1,000%. I love this question as well. I think maybe it was just my personality or my nature, mm-hmm. but when I found out I was going to University of Central Florida, the first thing on my mind was, okay, how am I going to leave my mark here? Now, I don't mean like names on buildings and like those, you know, instant gratification type in accomplishments. It was more so, how can I change the lives of the community around me? So my biggest advice to students is find what you're passionate in and really dig deep within that. You might get lucky on the first try with student government. I was very lucky. It was one of the first things I did on this campus and it was a home run, but sometimes you might have to, you know, find that grit within yourself and really fight to find what you're passionate about. But once you find that and you really just sit in that and sit in that love and sit in that passion, I think that that's where you're able to make the most impactful change. And I'm happy to say that there's so many ways to do that on this campus, you know, through your learning and through your extracurriculars. And I'm excited to study abroad this summer. I'm hopefully going to go to Barcelona. So, and that's something I was always passionate about, you know, when coming to this institution was our study abroad program. And so now being able to be a part of that and share my love for that too. So just stick with what you love and don't be afraid to have many passions. And that always goes back to my major and why I love it.
So imagine that a student new to the university might not be absolutely sure about what their passion is. What might be some ways that they might discover that?
You know, I think as a freshman, it can be a little daunting, right? You come to a university and you're faced with new environments and new friends and just you have to completely reroute your way of life. I always have a saying, it says do it afraid, right? So the best thing you can do for yourself when you're trying to find out what you're passionate in is show up to the meeting, to the club that you're interested in. It may not be a perfect fit, but at least you can say you tried. Mm-hmm. You know, go to those panels. You know, the university, we have so many different agencies that put on programming for students for this exact reason. Just show up. you know? You'd be surprised what could happen when you show up for yourself and show up for others. For example, you know, on more of an academic route, I am a biggest cheerleader for our KMEXI program, which is Knights Major Exploration and Transition Center. It's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. That's how I found my major. And there's so many amazing people in that program that can help you find yours. Really tap into our Peer Knights coaching program. I think that is such an invaluable tool. It's students who have been in your shoes, who know a wealth about this campus, that are going to help you, you know, dissect what you love and what you might want to love and find the perfect home for you. So just tap into your resources and just go out on this campus and explore things. Like, you'd be surprised what could happen.
Excellent. Excellent. So now we are about to go into our lightning round. And the lightning round is just a series of very simple questions that allows our audience to get to know a little bit more about you on a personal level. And so the purpose of this is just to answer the question based on the thing that first comes to top of mind.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. What's your favorite color?
Red right now.
Ooh, yay. We have that in common. What's your favorite song?
I've been loving 1989 Taylor's version.
Oh,
Person of the Year, might I add.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, Is It Over Now from The Vault, 1989 Taylor's version.
Okay, excellent. Favorite movie?
This is like asking me to pick my favorite brother. I can't do this. I'm a big cinephile, if you know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm just going to go with my gut and say 10 Things I Hate About You.
Ah, okay. Favorite musician or singer?
Okay, I already shouted out Taylor Swift, so I'm going to have to go with my favorite band, which has got to be the 1975.
Oh, okay. Favorite actor?
This is terrible. I'm going to go with, oh my goodness. I'm going to go with the classic Robert De Niro.
Ah, yeah, he's a classic one.
That's
right?
A classic one. That's a classic. I love his work.
Yeah, I saw, what was it on Netflix, About My Dad. That was hilarious.
So funny. Like, he can really do anything. Like, mm-hmm. That's many hats, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Favorite book?
Okay. I'll give you my current favorite and like a cult classic favorite. A cult classic favorite, I will say it every time, George Orwell, 1984. My favorite novels, read it in middle school, changed my life. Current favorite, though, in terms of like contemporary, I love anything Emily Henry does, and she has a new book coming out. But my favorite of hers that she's done was Happy Place.
Okay.
So I like that one.
Excellent. Favorite thing to do on a cloudy, rainy day?
Favorite thing to do on a cloudy, rainy day? I'm going to have to say I love cooking. Mm. So maybe like invite a few friends over, you know, maybe like share a meal, watch a movie, you know.
Favorite dish to prepare?
Anything. I love cooking steak. Learned that from my dad.
Oh, okay.
I can make a good steak, but I think my favorite dish right now is anything pasta related. So I make like a really good like pasta alla vodka maybe.
Ooh, okay.
That one's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I have a couple good recipes from that one. Gigi Hadid's my favorite, by the way.
Oh.
Didn't know she'd have a good pasta recipe, but it's really good.
Okay. Favorite dish to eat?
That's also really hard, but right now I'm in a sushi kick, so I'm going to say like some good old sushi, maybe like old spicy tuna roll.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Got to be coffee or chocolate, or bonus, if have you ever had one, it's like coffee with like little like chocolate covered coffee beans. They have that at an ice cream shop back home in Naples, and that's my favorite. So it's like espresso chip, chocolate chip something.
Oh, that's fabulous.
I love it.
I'm a Ben and Jerry's everything but the kitchen sink.
Have you ever had half-baked? That one's my favorite Ben and Jerry's one.
I haven't had that one yet.
This one's really good. We'll swap. I'll try your favorite, you try mine.
Okay. That sounds like a plan. All right. And one last question that is something that was inspired by a show hosted by Laverne Cox. She has a show entitled, why is it escaping my mind now? I can't think of the name of the show, but it comes on Max. And she typically interviews, it's a one-on-one interview of an up-and-coming star or celebrity in any particular field. And what she does at the end of her interviews is always ask her guest, is there something that I didn't ask that I should have asked? So my question to you is there something that I didn't ask that I should have asked?
For all my students or, you know, prospective students or anyone really who's listening, I always get the question, how do you do it all, right? Mm-hmm. And I never want to set an unrealistic, you know, precedent for students thinking that you have to come on this campus and do a bazillion things. That's what makes me feel fulfilled and happy. And I love doing that. I love being busy. I'm literally like such a worker bee. Like if my hands are not doing something or my brain isn't occupied, like I go crazy. But you know, there are days where I also have to take a break and remind myself that it's okay.
Self-care is a revolutionary act.
It is. It is 1,000% is. And there is time that you need to take for yourself. And so if you see others on campus or in your life accomplishing big things and you feel less than, don't. Everyone's on their own journey. You're on your own pace. And just trust that you're on your path and you're making positive impacts every day on someone's life. It may not be a whole campus wide that I feel lucky doing with student government, but just know that you got it and we're proud of you. We trust you. We love our students. I think I feel proud to be, you know, in this college and at the University of Central Florida, but just know that even the ones who are doing the most are also probably deep down also struggling and also need time for a break. So we're all in the same boat.
Excellent. Well, Lucy, it has been a pleasure to have you on Academically Speaking. Really enjoyed engaging in this conversation with
you. Thank you.
And thoroughly enjoy having you as one of our students in the College of Undergraduate Studies. And to our audience, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Academically Speaking. I am Dr. Theodora Regina Berry, and have a great day.